No job told me about Jesus. No coworker told me about Jesus. No boss. No school. No college. No college roommate. No mom. No dad. No sister. No aunt. No uncle. I did have a second cousin gave me a strong concordance, you know. Nobody told me you must be born again. The only place I ever heard you must be born again was from Charles Stanley. No grandparent, no. I did have a grandmother who said, read your Bible before you die. She said that. That was her way of witnessing. But I had nobody say, you must be born again. Nobody. No neighbor, no teacher. Like I say, no aunt, no uncle, no family, nobody. You must be born again from above. They didn't take me to church to hear the truth. They just wanted me to be around drugs and sorcery and witchcraft. That's what they wanted me to be around. By the grace of God, I escaped all that. No college roommate, no neighbor, no stranger, nobody at the malls, nobody. How can a person get saved when nobody's telling you the truth? How's that even possible? It's only possible with God. Thank God for Charles Stanley. I think he's dead now. I don't know if he is or not. I think he is. It's kind of like the Mandela effect. You hear stuff, you don't confirm it, and then you find out later it wasn't even real. Didn't hear the truth, didn't hear the gospel from anybody. Like I say, I had a cousin, a distant cousin that was gave me a strong concordance. I had a grandmother say, read your Bible before you die. That's it. No true gospel except for Charles Stanley. You're a sinner. You got to repent. You got to run to Jesus. You got to receive Jesus. There was a preacher on vacation at White Lake, but this was after I got saved. I heard him. He preached a sermon. No man careth for my soul, you know. No man careth for my soul. And that's true. People don't care about your soul. You better care about your own soul. Because nobody out there, very few, if one does care about your soul, be for sure that person's under attack. If I'm sitting here telling you better get your soul right, do you not think I'm under attack 24/7, 7 days a week? I'm trying to help you escape the devil's matrix. It is a devil's matrix down here. All your corporate systems, all your, no government. How come no government official gives you the gospel? How come no school teacher gives you the gospel? How come nobody in the school system gave you the truth? No sign on the highway. You must be born again. Show me. Somebody take a picture of one of those and let me see it. I want to see it. See, that, you know what that tells me? That the whole system, all the distractions, YouTube, social media, all of it's a distraction to get you so occupy with something besides hearing the gospel or somebody giving out the gospel. So distracted that nobody gives out the gospel. I get a lot of spammers trying to shut down my websites. My website, especially the ones that get a lot of traffic. They try to shut down my website because it has John 3:16 on there. And how to be saved. I put how to be saved at the top. Just a link at the top, how to be saved. https://... BOOKZ.media, books.media. You know, it's not .com, it's .media. And it's right there. If it doesn't show up on your phone, it's because Google blocks it. You have to get on the internet to see it. Because Google, a lot of phone carriers block it. Because they hate the gospel. It's a secure, it's HTTPS. It's a secure site. It's legit, but Google blocks it. Why? Because it's got John 3:16 on there. It's got how to get to heaven on there. It's got audio on there. I know what I'm talking about. The devil's system hates the gospel. The works-based system is the devil's system. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, all of it. I don't care if it's Freemasons, Jesuits, school systems, dead corporations, I don't care what it is. It's a devil's system, and they want to block the good news. Think about how big the devil's system is. We're talking about worldwide. We're not talking about just one country. We're talking about the whole world. If Trump really got saved, like somebody said, no wonder they attacked him. If you're not in the club, you're under attack. Because you're not in the hive. The hive mind is here. The Bible talks about it in Revelation. But you see the precursor to it right now. You saw it in Genesis 3. You saw the hive mind in Genesis 3. They want to be their own God. What do you think the movements are? The I Am movement. What do you think all these movements of be your own God, the New Age, the Akashic Records, be your own goddess, sorcery, witchcraft. What do you think all these movements, the Gnostics, Gnosis, Gnosticism, the Essenes, be your own God. It's you're in Genesis 3. And you're also in Revelation. The hive mind is here, but it hasn't those future events are here, but they haven't culminated to its utmost. The church here resisted. See, if it wasn't for the church, it would appear because it's already here. But there's a resistor. There's a resistor in the circuit, and they hate the resistor because they're trying to convince you that you're crazy so that you join the hive, which once you have the spirit of truth, you can't go back to the spirit of error. E-R-R O-R, is it? Or E-R-R-E-R, but to err. E-R-R. The hive mind has the spirit of error. I believe it's O-R. It should be E-R, I would think. But okay, I'll have to look it up. I look up so many words and so much etymology, I can't remember right now. The spirit of truth is still here, and so the system can't reveal the Antichrist. There's always an Antichrist on the scene. There's always an Antichrist. Look at all the people claiming to be Jesus. They think they're Jesus. the spirit of error versus the spirit of truth. That's why when you step outside your door, hopefully by the mercy of God, you don't have a lost person in your house. But if you do, you're going to have life. That child that was born unto you, most likely is not saved. So if you have two or three kids in the house, you got unsaved people in the house. Even if you or your wife's saved, you got some division right there. Because they got to go through the process. Everybody has to go through it. You have to see your own sin, right? Man and woman's drawn together, right? Drawn toward each other. Oh, this is great. This is everything I've been wanting. And then when you get married, or hopefully you get married instead of moving in, but once you get together, then you realize, wait a minute, this person has faults just like I got faults. But most of the time, people can't see their own faults, but they can see the other person's faults. Hello. Not only is nobody telling you how to be saved, they're actually doing the opposite, trying to tell you how not to be saved. Giving you a false gospel, giving you a fake reality, a workspace. You got to do this. You better go to church. You better do this. You better read your Bible. You better do this. You better go here. You better don't eat this, touch not, taste not, handle not religion. They're giving you a false gospel. Yes, some of those things are good for you. Read your Bible. Don't eat sugar too much. I mean, a lot of that stuff they say is good for you, but it's not telling you how to be saved. They're making it sound like that's how you get righteous, by doing something in the natural. When the natural realm, you know, you got to be baptized. No, you don't. After you get saved, it's good to get baptized to be a testimony, but you got to, you know, they baptize their babies. What? What's that about? It don't even make sense. And then they show the piece of paper to the baby. You were baptized when you were a kid. So the kid thinks they're saved, and they've never been saved because they got dunked in some natural water. Anything in the natural is not going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is something supernatural. That tells you the Bible, the words that we speak, the words on that paper are supernatural. You know, a lot of people, when I tell them about the etymology and words are spirit, Jesus told you words are spirit. Words are spiritual. Life and death and the power of the tongue. Words are spiritual. Everything is a word. This stoplight where I'm at is a word. I don't even need to know what it's called. If I go into another country that has another language and I see a red light, it means stop. Unless that country's upside down. I see this thing on the highway, some arrows. Turn left. A green arrow that points left means I can turn left, right? I don't need another word, because the image itself is a word. And notice that image is in the context of the highway. Now, if you take that green arrow, that green light, and you take it out of the context of a highway, it makes no sense, right? It makes no sense. It's all contextual. If it's all contextual, it means you're in a book. Hello? You're in a 3D book. You're in a 3D book. Hello?